Earth and sky.
Evidence from the Voyager spacecraft reveals that the shape of our solar system is squashed.
That's according to Ed Stone, chief scientist of the Voyager mission. Stone said our sun streams charged particles, known as the solar wind, in all directions from its center. The gas and dust between stars surrounds the solar wind, defining the shape of our solar system.
The sun creates a bubble around itself, and there's something outside pushing in on the southern hemisphere of that bubble. We believe it's the magnetic field, which is interstellar space. It's angled, tilted in such a way that it's pressing harder in the southern hemisphere of this bubble than on the northern hemisphere of the bubble.
Stone bases his claim on the distance each of the Voyager spacecraft took to reach the boundary of the bubble. He said that in August of 2007, Voyager 2 reached the edge about a billion miles closer to the sun than Voyager 1 did in 2004. And so we know the bubble is lopsided. We asked Stone why he studies the edges of our solar system.
Well, we would like to understand how stars like our sun interact with the material that's outside. And sometimes as the material outside changes, which it will on timescales of hundreds of thousands to millions of years, the size of our bubble will change. And the bubble provides a shield against galactic cosmic rays which are outside.
This is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.